Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And, you know, I just love being here, touching you, connecting with you. And hopefully you'll call in and connect with us, or at least listen to the archives. I wanted to go back to the subject that we have discussed before from a little different perspective, and that is the cherubim. I wanted to go back and review some things about that, because we're coming to a period of time when it's going to be exceedingly important to know your past, to know and to understand if you were one of those who came from the cherubimic realm. We have about 22,000 cherubim right now who are incarnated in this planet. And the reason why it's so important is because, well, I'm trying to decide which point to talk about first. I think I'll talk about your soul. Cherubim played the role when they came down from Source in the center of the cosmos. They left home, actually, and took on a job for Source. And the job that they took on was to challenge the dark forces. And this they have challenged through every galaxy, through every dimension, and they did this as the warrior. Now, to become the warrior, because as they were cherubim in the center of the cosmos, they were so involved in love energies between Source and themselves that, as you can imagine, they did not have a warrior instinct. They were a composite of love. And when they took on that role, in a sense, their soul was fractured. They left a part of that love portion that was their soul so that they could take on the role of the warrior. And for those who have not connected that part of their soul, that very ancient, loving, compassionate part of their soul, it is time for them to reconnect. So that is an aspect. If you're not aware that you are a cherubim and that the soul has been fractured, it is time now that that work be done to complete and integrate that portion of your soul. There's another aspect of this time, because there is a choice. If you are a cherubim, you have the right to stay here on this planet and continue the work that you are presently doing, or take on another contract. You also have the potential choice of moving with Archangel Michael to the Golden Galaxy and working with him there, or you have the right to go back to Source. So as you can imagine, any one of these choices would have great consequences, because this is the division in the road. And it is up to you to choose which path, which roadway you'll be taking in the relatively near future. Now you might say, well, how do I know what choice? One of the ways that you're going to know what choice is to communicate with your soul and get directions directly from your soul. And you might say, well, how in the world do I do that? Part of it comes through meditation. And that is the way you begin the process. But, my friends, it takes more than meditation. You must connect to the soul monad. And how you do that is to enter the gateway to the higher mind, which in turn, you might say, carries back and forth this link, this chain of information that you would be able to retrieve. Now, this does not come easy, but once you do it, you only have to do it once, the door is open. Now, we've talked about this a little bit in the past as to how someone does this. And it sounds difficult, but it really isn't. The soul monad, the higher mind, the gateway, is only concerned with your spiritual efforts. It's not concerned with how much money you're making, what job you're doing, unless it is fulfilling your spiritual purpose. It does not take much oversight in your education, your relationships with people. It is more focused upon that spiritual path. And so you have to get its intention. And the way you do that is through emotions. Yes, so much of what we are doing here is through an emotional pathway. And so there are two emotions that the higher mind understands. It understands love. It understands gratitude. And that is like the knocker on the door. When you knock at the door of your higher mind with love or gratitude, it's like a spark goes off. And right away, that higher part of yourself peers down to make that connection between the two of you. And you might say, well, I know what love is. I know what gratitude is. But that's not what I'm really talking about, because in a sense, we all know this. But when you go into your meditation, you must carry that emotion in your heart center before you meditate. Now you might say, well, how in the world do I do that? It's not as difficult as it sounds. And now this has come from the reading of an Akashic record for an individual. And I'm going to refer to it because they explain it in such a simple way. It's really easy to understand this. And it says, reflect how you feel when you see something beautiful. You know, you see a beautiful flower. You are amazed at the subtlety of the color or the fragrance. It is that emotion or the innocence of a child. You know, you see these little children, they toddle around, they squeal, they laugh, they're in joy, and there is this sense of love when you see that. It is this feeling. It is how you feel when you see something that really stirs the heart. It is this emotion. The same way with gratitude. So intellectually, you know what love is, but you must take that feeling. How you felt when you saw the face of this newborn infant, if that is what stirs you, or a flower, or a mountain stream, or something majestic where maybe you have seen a chain of mountains and it stirs you. It stirs you in a manner that you feel something. And what you feel is this love, this beauty for nature, and that beauty stirs this love within your heart center, And that is what you feel. And so you think, you reflect, well, what really moves me to this feeling? And so when you feel this, you then go in meditation and you carry that emotion with you. It's not as difficult as it sounds. And so you take that emotion and you send it to the higher mind. It doesn't matter that you know where it is. It is above your head, but just will it. Just know that you can do it and know that you're going to send this emotion to your higher mind and it's there. That's all that is to it. And so you sit there for a while and you send that emotion, this love, you feel it. You might even be listening to some beautiful music while you're doing this, something that takes the soul into a higher level. I use the music of Stephen Halperin, for instance. I play it all the time. There is something about that that has my thoughts, has my energy right away, moving up to a higher energy level. But whatever tool you use when you meditate, you use that, and then you use that feeling of emotion, and you sit there and you keep sending that feeling. Now, the first time you do it, it might take time to make that connection. But the love, the thought of a love is so overwhelming and so great in your heart. And if you sit there that way for a while, you will feel a response. Now, it's hard for me to explain to you the response. All I can say is when you feel that response from your higher mind, you will know it. It is something intuitive. And when you feel that response, you send that feeling of gratitude, not the intellectual sense of gratitude, but that feeling. Gratitude and love, the two things that the higher mind knows and understands and responds to. And then, when you feel that connection, and you will feel it, there is a definite shift. There is a definite sense of connecting. And when you do, you ask your question. Now, if you are asking direction from your soul as to what path you're going to be taking, whether it's staying here on Earth, whether it's going home to all there is in the center of the cosmos, whether it is going with Archangel Michael, you will receive an answer. Now, again, it depends on how you work, because some people are clairaudient, they're going to hear it. Some people might see colors. Now, that's a little bit more difficult when you're receiving colors, because then you've got to interpret that. But your angels will help you interpret what the colors mean. Or you might see a vision, or you might intuit it. You might have this very strong sense of understanding. The inspiration is undeniable. Folks, my number here is 877-876-5227. Call in with your questions, either from the Akashic Records, or if you have this sense that perhaps you might be a cherubim, I want you to call. I want you to share it. Let's talk about it. So that is the reason why it is so important, because this choice that you make is a very important choice. I want to talk a little bit about how the cherubim became, how they took on and why they took on physical form. and what their mission was. Again, this comes from the Akashic Records, from readings, and also it comes from my own memories. Before we get into why it was necessary to incarnate, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the work of the cherubim because it helps you understand this. And we have a question, and your name?
My name's Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey.
I love hearing your voice, Brian.
Hello, Carolyn. How are you?
Yeah, you got such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Yeah, I had a question for you.
Okay.
Well, the past, let's see here, back in April of this past year, I saw a couple of lights in the sky. I'm pretty sure they were UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like orange balls of light. I think
they were what kind of balls of light?
Orange.
Orange, okay.
Orange. That was probably that's probably like the field that they put around it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of energy to like either just the field of the craft or whatever it was. But I saw that here when I was going to work, on my way to work, because I worked third shift. And I saw these, I saw two of them. One came out of another. And then they blinked out. And it was only there for like 10, 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in the middle of April of this past year. And then just recently, I saw it again right above some houses here in the neighborhood, just about 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday. So not last Tuesday, but the Tuesday before.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's an orange ball of light that I saw, and I just heard maybe that one was a little bit shorter, probably about 5 seconds for that one. So what I would really like to know from the Akashic Record is, are these communication with Brian? Is this meant
good
for
question.
Me? Yeah.
Brian, did you say one light came out of the other?
Yeah, it was an orange light.
Mm-hmm.
Let
did
me
you
see
have
here
to say, was the one larger than the other?
No, it was about this. It kind of looked like the Phoenix lights back in 1997.
Oh yes, yes.
But it looked like flares, but they were not red. These were orange.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they were orange too, the Phoenix lights. I forget if they were orange or red.
See, I've seen such lights myself, but I knew when I was looking at it that it was a mothership because the one light was extremely large.
Yeah.
Very large, and it just hung in the sky without moving, and I could tell that because I was lying in bed looking out my windows, and it had panes in the glass, and I could see from the panes in the glass.
Oh, wow.
That, you know, it wasn't moving, and so it sat in the sky for a while.
Yeah.
And it started blinking white lights, orange lights, and then there were smaller lights that came up to it, and they both blinked at one another, and then the small light went into the big light.
You know what? The way it looked, maybe it didn't come out. It just looked like it appeared. Like it might have just been like it looked like it came out, but maybe it was just next to each other because it was up there in the sky. But it didn't look like it was too far away, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it was only like a mile or two away. It didn't look like it was like, it's not a star. It was a lot
mm-hmm.
closer.
Well,
and,
what I
yeah.
saw, I really felt was a mothership. Because
Oh, yeah.
I saw the, I guess it was about three of them that went inside the larger one. But Brian,
oh, wow.
First of all,
yeah.
I think this is a good question, but I really think it's a two-part question.
Okay.
The first part, I think, what we should find out is the nature of what you were seeing, because
yeah.
you asked if this was a message for Brian.
Yeah, because I saw more on one occasion, but it almost looks like it was real close. It looked like it was meant for me, for to say, okay, we're here, do you see us or something, but I'm not sure, but I'd like to know what star system they're from or who they are exactly.
Well, when you look into the sky and you see lights, I tell you, distance is very difficult to calculate.
That's true, too.
So it may have been close, and it might not have been close. You know,
yes.
It depends on the size of a light and where it is located.
It was like a right above the tree line, so I'm pretty sure it was in the atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
I could just tell by the point of reference, it couldn't be, it wasn't like straight up, you know, up in the
right.
star, up in the, I'm pretty sure it was inside the atmosphere, but I wasn't sure, it was just right above the tree line, and then
mm-hmm.
that was the first time I saw it, and the second time was right above the house, right above the neighborhood where I am, but it was farther out, you know,
do you do any healing, Brian?
What's that?
Do you do any healing with people?
I'm starting to go that way, for quite some time. I'm just saving up money to go do that, to tell you the truth.
Well, I ask that because,
I need a little bit more training,
Sometimes you don't, well, I don't mean to discourage you from that, some healers work with, beings from other planetary beings, and I know of healers who do this, and they're very much aware of the fact that they are working with, say, people from the Pleiades or, you know, other star systems.
Yeah, I thought about that before, but I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if I could connect and find out today.
Well, you've got an interesting question here, Brian, so let's
Carolyn, I probably wouldn't be asking this question if I only saw it one time. I'd be like, okay, that's just once.
No,
but when
you would have asked
it more than once. Yeah, something.
No,
there,
you would have asked it, Brian. You're a curious individual. You would have asked it. So let's see what we can find out. I think the first thing we're going to look at is, first of all, the nature of what you were seeing.
Yeah.
And then we'll go on from there and see if we can get some information as to perhaps the guidance that they were trying to send you. So there is a cherubim already standing there, very patiently, I might add. And she actually has two sets of records that she is showing me. The one set of records is actually... and she wants me to go there first, is your own, this is information from your own personal history, and then she, well, actually, she wants to show three sets of records. We're going to go to your own record, to the Earth record, and to a record of another group of entities from another planet. So first of all, let's
wonderful.
Yeah, let's start first with your record.
Okay.
And she's opened your record and she is showing me, well, she's going to show me two things from your record. The first thing that she is showing me is your present commitment with regard to this event. And what your present commitment is. And I think you really sense this, Brian, is that you have made this soul commitment, or shall we say, part of this soul journey to be a part of this experience right now. And I think if you really search your feelings about this, you're very much in agreement with this, aren't you?
Yes,
that
I am.
You know that there is a connection because you're feeling it within your heart that this is part of your mission. Would you agree with that?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, what I see there is like a vibrational connection. I can see the information connecting with your heart chakra, actually. Is this where you're feeling it?
Yeah.
It's like this string that is vibrating, and what this is the energy behind the words that you are feeling. So first of all, this was part of your present mission, to be working with this group, and she's also going a little bit further back in your record, and this is not the first time that you have done this, but I suspect that that's not a surprise to you either, is it?
No, not at all.
Matter of fact, she's drawing this little path through some of your past lifetimes, and what she is showing me is this has been a strand of work. In other words, this isn't your only work, but it's like a strand connecting different lifetimes where you have done this in the past, where you have actually been persecuted for this work by those who didn't believe. Do you sense that?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, I suspect that you probably need to clear some of this. You need to clear some of the trauma that is around these past lifetimes where you were persecuted for doing this work only because the people that were involved were very judgmental. They didn't understand what all of this was about. They're showing me one time in particular during the Inquisition where you were punished severely for it. And so if you have any apprehension of the work that you were about to start, they're recommending that, number one, you clear it, and if you can't do it by yourself because there is a bit of a pattern there, call into the Saturday shows, and we'll ask Charlene to work with that and clear that for you.
Yes, so, I'll do that.
Yes, this would be very important to you. Now they have closed that book.
Now the second one, yeah.
And actually, there are two groups that you have worked with.
There's what?
Two groups that you have worked with.
Hmm.
The Pleiadians, how do you feel when I say that word, what is your inner feeling about that?
Yes, I feel them very strongly. A past lifetimes with them being in the crystal caves. I remember them.
Oh, you remember it.
Oh,
good.
Yes.
Good. Because there is this connection, and you probably feel a sense of home when you talk about that.
Very much so. I look at, that's one star system I like to look at up in the night sky.
Now, how about Andromeda? How do you feel?
Very strongly with them, too.
Yeah.
I was told of a time there long ago. I remember them, too. I do.
Well, she's showing me that these are two groups that you have worked with, but apparently you're noted to have the skill and the understanding to do this kind of work. So at one point or another, you've worked with, in other words, as you have journeyed, you have worked with other star systems also. But it seems like for what you are about to do, that these are the two these are the two most prominent star systems that you're going to be working with, but there is another star system that they will be introducing to you later. And you see, this is because different groups have different aspects of responsibility that they, well, I don't like to use the word karma, but there are certain ties that individuals from other systems have with Earth that they need to come back and clear and also help us to evolve because of some of their past interactions where they have held back people's growth. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do very much.
Okay, so that's what you are about. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you've come here as the human example, so to speak. In other words, you had to be in physical form to be able to be the link between humanity and their work of not only correcting the past, and how they're correcting the past is by helping to bring humanity up to the next level. I think you really understand this, don't you?
Yes, it's more being a leader of my kind, of showing the way of for us to be able to allow ourselves to be a teacher of sort, to get into more of our interdimensional, what you call multidimensional being, more sensory, extra skill, you know, bringing back the memory, the know-how, the
connection. Well, see, you have a very important job, Brian.
Yes.
Now, there are other representatives here besides you.
The ground crew, yeah.
Yeah, there's other representatives here beside you, but you're playing a very important role.
Yeah.
Simply because you have this vast reservoir of experience. It's
yeah,
not like they have to come and train somebody from step one.
So
yeah. You're walking into this role, drawing upon this vast experience from many lifetimes. And that's one of the reasons why your path right now is so important to them. You see, your experience and your knowledge is not to the forefront of your consciousness yet.
Not yet. I know. I'm trying to find a way to link, just to push that consciously. How do I bring that about into the conscious mind?
Well, let's touch that later, because I think we need to finish these other aspects first. So the other aspect, because they've lined up this information according to what I asked. So what they are doing now is, and this I haven't had them do before, this is interesting. You see, Akashic records are in many places.
Yeah.
And the next level up would be in the Galactic Library. And this is where they are taking me. The Cherubim are taking me now to the Galactic Library as it relates to your information. Now, we're not going there to get, you know, general information, but as it pertains to you.
Yes.
And how it pertains to you, Brian, is this journey that you are about to embark on with the guidance and the support of these two systems that we talked about.
Yeah.
They had to get information first from the Galactic Council.
Yeah.
And they are pulling out a book. Well, they show it to me in a book, though it's not really, where this information is written in there. In other words, you might say your home planets, because you have passed through them. The people who are working with you, they are overseeing you, yes, but they got permission because this is a planet of free will, and they have also been instructed that they must not interfere. They can only do this with the permission of a human who is representing humanity. And that's why you incarnated this time.
Yes.
So you came, and as you're working with these groups, you will be giving permission as a human being, as representing the human race, so that this work can be done in an approved manner.
Yeah.
So those of the light, Brian, always follow the rules.
I understand.
Yeah, and this is a set of rules. Now, so they're closing that, and what she is adding to this is, know that you have come here with authority. In other words, this isn't some casual thing where something has been set up. This was prearranged, but not only prearranged before your lifetime, but prearranged to obtain the authority of the Galactic Federation. And she wants you to know that and understand that you are here. Everything's been done right, but you are here with permission.
Mm-hmm.
And she is actually being rather insistent that you understand this, that you're here with permission so that you do not doubt what you will be doing. So it's an important aspect of what has happened to you, that you reflect upon that if you have doubts, that you have come here with permission and you have those behind you doing this work. Now, part of those who have given permission have been the Syrians.
The Syrians?
Yes.
Yes, yes, I remember them.
Well,
I remember before I went into Lemuria, before I came to this planet, I knew I came from Syria.
Well, the reason that they are involved is because they are in charge of the spiritual, the spiritual growth.
Yeah.
And so things that are of a spiritual nature, they are going to be involved in it.
Oh, okay.
So it's not so much that you're representing them and their work, other than they are, again, part of the support team of what you're doing. And your mission and the work that you're doing with these two groups is coordinated. In other words, you didn't just decide you were going to accept this mission. I mean, here you are. They've set up the mission. They've gotten permission from the Galactic Council. You have two groups of people who are going to be working with you, but it is all integrated into an overall plan, and that's how the Syrians became involved in it.
Ah, I see.
So let's take a moment now, because they're pretty much finished with that part of the question. And let's look at the orange lights that you saw. And what they are implying here is that you didn't just see orange lights, that there is a timed sequence, and you might have noticed the orange, but there were also white and green that was in the sequence of answers to one another.
Huh.
Now, do you remember that?
I saw flashes, like, you know, on a camera, someone's going to take your picture and you see a flash of white light.
Uh-huh.
I have seen those, but I haven't seen, and I guess I have seen a little green. I'm just trying to recall. I've seen the white flash. I've seen a little green, a tint, but I always thought that was just a shooting star. Maybe they were coming into our field, like a warp, a portal.
Perhaps, but what they're saying here is this was the communication between one another, but also communication with your higher mind, with that soul monad that is directing you here.
Hmm.
That it was your, the series of lights was the communication, and you were inspired by your higher mind to look up in the sky and see this. And so what this was and is, the flashing of the lights, you understand these colors. See, there's a part of you that understands the communication, and that's beyond your ego. That's beyond the person named Brian.
Yeah.
And this, it is like, as Brian, you're almost like in a dream state. You know, you're here in physical form.
Yeah.
But that other part of you, that part, that soul part of you, that is beyond your current memory, is very much aware of the sequence of lights and what they were saying to one another.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a signpost.
Yes, I feel this is going to continue.
Well, on the unconscious level, you already understand the mission, and you already understand the discussion.
Yeah.
Because this sequence of lights was very fast, but it was in a language that your ego doesn't understand, but that higher part of you does understand.
Yeah.
And that's why you came up with the question, does this involve me in some way?
Yes, because it was more than once. It keeps occurring every couple months. So I was wondering what's going on here.
Well, see, if you didn't wake up to this and you didn't notice, it would keep continuing until you got to the aha.
I get it.
It's like they knock on your door, they sent you the language, and the part of you that's asleep, you know, this part that we walk around in our body, that part of you finally got the message. It's like, okay, I'm aware, but what does it mean? But you really know what it means.
And, that's what I was always wondering. Like, okay, I've thought a couple times. I try to go into meditation. And when I do, I see these beings just white, that are white, and they have their blue eyes. They're just they're just bright blue eyes. It's just beautiful.
Well, you're seeing their true nature. Not all of them. One group, you're seeing their true nature because the other group has a different appearance.
Yes. And I think sometimes they take on the forms of things that don't frighten us. You know what I mean? Things that that can calm us.
That part's true.
Sometimes, you know, like if they're a different kind of form, you know, they try to take on something that we can understand and grasp.
Except you understand their form. You just don't remember it at the moment.
I know. And I don't mind seeing their true form either. I mean, I'm used to seeing all kinds of things on Sci-Fi Channel, and so that wouldn't scare me, you know.
Now, you will see them in their true form because you are open to it.
I'm very open, Carolyn.
Well,
there's
more than being open to it.
Yes. I mean, I'm very I understand it. And, you know,
because there's a part of you that remembers this.
Yes.
And the other part is through your other lifetimes that you've had working with them.
Yeah.
You set up a pattern. And what happened now is they just had to pierce the ego with this understanding.
Yeah.
But see, now that they have pierced the ego with the understanding, okay, Brian, I'm getting this very clear picture.
Yeah, tell me.
They're tired of us talking about this. Okay, there's one of their spaceships is hovering above you. Not that close, but they're hovering at a distance.
Okay.
And what they want you to do is to concentrate on that now.
Do I, just any kind of, like the light that I saw in the sky?
No. Immediately, the moment, now, they want you to concentrate on their spaceship, which is above you.
Okay.
So take a moment, go within, concentrate on their vehicle. They are showing me their commander, who is sitting at the control. So first of all, when you have this sense or this intuitive feeling that you have you have contacted the ship.
Yes.
Have you? Do you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. Now focus your attention to that one that is in the control seat. You should at least see an outline.
All I'm seeing is the white beings again.
That's okay. That is
and
okay.
They're at different controls, but it's not just one. There's controls all around the ship.
Well, that's true, but they wanted you to
okay.
concentrate on, how shall we say, the gentleman in charge.
Yes.
Now, he has a support team, for sure, but because the gentleman who is in charge, you might say the commander.
Yeah.
That is the one who will be giving you your directions. And they want you to concentrate on him. The purpose of this exercise, Brian, is to make this link. You don't have a link with them yet.
Yes, I need to learn to link them, to establish a dialogue with them, a protocol.
Yes, but no, they want you first to feel. Forget the dialogue for a second. They want you to feel this connection between you and he, because you need to recognize this energy connection, because this is how you will reach them in the future.
Okay.
This part's important, Brian.
I know.
If you could see the energy, it would look like what you might think of as vibration, these lines that are kind of not straight, but kind of like wiggly back and forth.
Wavy, yes, yes.
You see
yes,
it?
Yes.
It's almost like the pattern that a snake makes on sand when it's traversing over sand.
Yes.
Okay, that is your link between you and they. And if you follow that link, it should take you to the commander. Now, do you see him yet?
I can't.
It might, just be the white light, or it might be the eyes. He's showing me.
It's the eyes.
Eyes.
It seems like the face is what's just grasping me right now.
Yes.
I've seen a hand before, but it was green, greenish color. But I don't know if that was the one.
He's very intent on showing you his eyes. Do you see
his eyes?
His eyes.
His eyes almost look like ours, but they're a little different.
Yeah, so you do see them. That's
yes,
important.
Yes, I
do. Because when you...
And I can see that in color, too. That's what's amazing here. I can see that in color. Just
well,
like in my dreams, yes.
Well, you see, you now have the connection. You understand the ship is there.
Yes.
And here's the interesting part. When you wish to heal, you call on him.
Okay.
And they will be there. In other words, they're doing the healing.
Yes, it's universal energy that they bring through into the body, and that all I do is place my hands on someone and allow the energy to flow through.
There you go.
I understand now.
That's what
it's
you're
doing.
It's
not me. My ego gets out of the way. I'm just there as a facilitator.
Certainly. Most certainly, you are the conduit.
Yes, the vessel, the conduit.
And when you go into healing, you want to go into healing, you call on them by envisioning this energy line that I told you.
Okay.
By seeing the eyes. Because when somebody asks you for a healing and you are ready to heal,
yes,
you will call them, and this is how you get their attention.
This past month and two, Carolyn, I've been feeling a lot of tremendous heat in the center of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be just lying in bed, and all of a sudden I'll see a heat. I didn't tell you that part, but I could feel a shot of heat. This, you know, in like a. You know, it's hard to explain, but yes.
No,
I know
it's not hard
there.
To explain. What they were doing, Brian, is they were training you because, see, this is, they were running energy. And what they were running energy to, how should I say this, to help align your system so that the energy will flow through you to the person that you're healing.
I've been meditating to align the energy. Yes,
okay.
I have been doing that.
That's what's happening to you at night.
I see now.
In other words,
that makes sense.
Yeah, they were working on the circuitry.
Ah, that's why I'm so exhausted in the morning. So exhausted getting out of bed. I like crawl out of bed.
Heavy feet were hitting the floor, huh? Well, anyway, what they were doing is they were preparing the circuitry. They were running. They were running the energy. And you were having a lot of changes that was going on in the physical so that you would be able to run this energy. And after the energy came through your hand and you were feeling the heat, that is telling you that the energy system was complete. The circuitry was complete.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see.
And you are... ready to begin.
Thank you. I wasn't sure yet, but yes, I feel that I am.
No, you're ready. You don't have to go into training.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not suggesting that you don't mind you. I'm not suggesting that you don't do that, but you see, you're the conduit.
Yeah.
That's all you are. Not that that's not a big thing in itself, but
they are the
ones that are bringing the energy to do the healing.
I understand. I understand now. So now I just need to go out and make those business cards. And
well, there's a couple things that you need to do. You have to learn how to ground yourself.
Yes, that's another thing is grounding.
Yeah, you have to learn
the
how.
Yeah,
you've got to learn how to ground yourself. And the other thing, you have to be extremely careful that whenever you work, you offer praise to God. You align yourself with God. You give praise and thanks to God and understand that you are simply the conduit and offer praise for the
gratitude for the healing
that's
being given. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm very much open to that and do that.
And this is extremely important in your case because you will receive a claim for what you were doing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
In a way, yes.
As this unfolds, there will be those who will come to you for healing because they will have heard of your abilities.
Hmm. I did not know that.
Okay. This is extremely important, Brian.
Yes.
You must, as I told you, do this for the honor and glory of God. Don't allow your ego to become involved in this.
I know.
And they're sending this to me very strongly, and I suspect that you might have failed in this in the past, or else they wouldn't have been so intense in telling me this.
I'm sure I have, yes.
Well, we all have.
Human nature. But no, this is wonderful because now 2008, the new higher vibrations and energies coming into the planet. It's
correct.
Wonderful. And it helps facilitate this, even the greater awareness. So it's wonderful.
Now, Brian, I want you to call me back. Let me know how this is going.
Yes, I'm going to do this. I just needed the confirmation and what those lights were. And everything's starting to fall into place now, Carol.
But see,
and
you knew all of this.
Yeah,
this
in a way
not,
I did.
Yeah, this is not new information. And everything that I told you is not new information. You were aware of it. Your soul's aware of it. It's just we had to clunk you on the head so your ego would figure it out.
Well, I'll call into the Saturday shows and get a healing of the past lifetimes with you.
Yeah, bless you, Brian.
Thank you, dear, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you so
too.
Much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, my friends, we really didn't allow much time for other people to call in because I really felt like it was extremely important for Brian to understand this, but it was also important for those of you who are listening to understand this because we have great help and we need hope. We need to understand that these things are happening. So, my friends, please go to MetatronMinutes.com, sign up for the newsletter there, and if you're so inclined, join the conference call, Metatron, you'll see all the news there, and also our Steve Fawcett Lives site, and also if you want to have a soul reading, want to bring clarity in your life, go to CarolynEvers.com and order a reading, and so, my friends, it is a real pleasure to be here with you today. And so I send my love to all of you. Tune in next Sunday. It is so exciting because we never know what's going to show up unless you call in and ask the question. So blessings, joy for now, and good afternoon.